this is a true story. A couple years ago, I was about to begin Mass. I was in the back of the church, and we were standing by the baptismal font, and they had announced the opening hymn. And just before that, the altar boy turns to me and says to me, "Father, knock, knock." And I said, "Well, who's there?" And he put his hand in the holy water, threw it in my face, and said, "John the Baptist." So I had to dry myself off as I walked up the aisle during the opening hymn. Today's main figure is John the Baptist, who was out baptizing in the Jordan River. People would go out in droves of hundreds, thousands of people, and they would confess their sins out loud, and then John would baptize them. It was a baptism of repentance. And of course, everybody thought that John might be the Messiah, the long-awaited Christ. But John was so humble. He says, "I am not even worthy to loosen the straps of his sandals. I'm not even worthy to be his slave." That was the job of a slave or a servant. But everybody would say to John, "What should we do? You know, how do we prepare our hearts for the Messiah?" And how does John answer? John answers by giving very practical suggestions to three different groups of people that they're all about doing works of mercy and being just with others, practicing social justice and taking care of the needs of the poor. Let's take a look at the first group that asked John a question. What should we do? It's the crowds that ask John this question. And so John responds by saying, "If you have two cloaks, share one of them with the person who has none." Now, a cloak in those days was much more than just a coat. People slept in their cloaks. They used them as protection against the elements and the rain and the storms. So it was like having shelter as well. And so a person's cloak was very valuable. If somebody had two cloaks and somebody else had none, John said, share with the person who has none. Give them one of yours. And of course, we do this as well. We have clothing drives, and this parish is remarkable in your generosity to the poor. Every time we have clothing drives, you all donate so many things to the poor, to the homeless, to the needy. One of the best things about this parish is so well known throughout the diocese for taking care of the needs of the poor. And John said the same thing. If you have food, share it with those who do not have food. In other words, feed the hungry. Do this work of mercy. In fact, when you came in today, you probably saw hundreds of bags of food and canned goods and other things that are there for the hungry. Again, this parish is remarkable in your generosity to feeding the poor. So keep up the beautiful work for the Lord. That's what John says. That's how we can prepare ourselves for Christ, is to give some of our clothing, some of our food to the hungry and to the poor. The next group that comes up are tax collectors, those who worked for the IRS of the day. And of course, the IRS, of course, is very well beloved in modern society, but back then they were hated, these tax collectors, because they would always take more than they were supposed to. The tax collectors were the most despised of people because they were Jewish people that had gone to work for the Romans. And so because of that, once Roman Empire and Caesar got what he was due, the tax collectors could try to get a lot more and pocket it for themselves. So they asked John, "What should we do?" And John simply says, "Stop collecting more than what is prescribed." In other words, don't cheat anybody. Just be fair, be just. Take what is expected, as people should pay their taxes, of course, but don't cheat them. Don't try to steal their hard-earned money and put it in your own pocket. And then lastly, soldiers come up to John and say, "What should we do?" Now John gives them three recommendations. Most likely these were Roman soldiers. Maybe they could have been part of the temple guard, the Jewish guard. But he says three things. Do not practice extortion. In other words, don't take bribes from people. Number two, don't falsely accuse people. Sometimes the soldiers would do that. They would falsely accuse someone, have them arrested. And John says, no, be honest. Don't abuse your power. Don't lie. Don't take bribes. And then it says, be satisfied with your wages. Now, of course, in modern society, everybody's happy with their wages, right? But back then, some people weren't always happy with their wages, and they would grumble and complain. So John is saying, don't grumble, don't complain, but accept what you are paid. And oftentimes in a wedding homily, I'll tell the couple that there are three words that should never be found in marriage. Never criticize, condemn, or complain. People say, Father, what else is there to talk about? But avoid those three words. Never criticize, condemn, or complain, and you'll have a very happy marriage. Avoid those three words. So notice that we too could ask John these same questions. John, what should I do as a priest to prepare for Christmas? What could you do as a teacher to prepare for Christ? As a nurse? As a doctor, as a lawyer, as a politician, as a businessman or woman, as a firefighter, as a police officer, as a person in the military. Ask John, what can you do to prepare? And John, I think, would give us individual answers, but notice they would all be about doing the works of mercy and taking care of the needy and the poor. Because if we do that, we can especially, I think, prepare very well for this coming Christmas. God bless you.